And the Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Guys, we suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell. The Bone Zone.
All right, hopefully one last time from the closet of blouses. At 2:57, here's the hot back of David Mino.
Yeah, man. Eatsy's and Tito's Handmade Vodka brings you Dan, the Pipe Man.
We just lost Corby on the Zoom, but gained Bob. So let's say hello to that hard line.
What's up?
Hello. Did you hear today's words with Dan, Bob?
Corby and Danny.
Dude. Corby Davidson and Danny Bayless.
This isn't all about me.
Are you speaking about the pipe-fixing guy?
Boy, it's going to be a busy week for, you know, pipe-fixing guys.
If only that profession had a term that could more succinctly...
Did you know what I meant or no?
Yeah, of course. But
we always know what you mean.
There we go.
It's like a game show.
Pipe-fixing guy.
The pipe.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Corby. How are you?
I tote see you. Oh, yeah. Hi, Ty.
I tote see you.
Hi, Blake.
So I see you guys
on
Zoom.
You have a really big microphone.
That is a comically long microphone.
It just looks big. It's not really big. I say that a lot.
It is awesome.
Oh, man.
Why your microphone's real funny to me. Size of your head. I'm gonna sign off and distracting y'all for more important things.
Yeah, we don't have much.
Literally no one's ever said that to me.
I think the hardline need to mute their Zoom. Would you concur, Dan?
Yeah, I was gonna say
hello?
I don't think they are locked in with audio though at all.
I'm not.
And the reason we're on Zoom, one of the reasons is we can talk during the breaks then. So we mute during it.
Oh. I joined without audio.
Yeah, that's what I thought you guys did, because I couldn't hear you during the break. I was trying to talk to you. I was trying to yell at Corby, and he didn't hear me.
Oh. I thought you were on Zoom.
But
now I know that you're in the studio.
But I think you should join with audio, then you could talk during breaks. It's fun.
You're really in a closet, Jake.
There's nowhere else for me to go, my man.
Like, during the break, I love to be like, Jake, you nailed that, bro.
Are those is that blouse silky?
Oh, so silky. Look at all these.
Oh, man.
Boy, the acoustics in there must be on point.
Does Danny ever join your Zoom? Or is he dark cloud?
They're called breaks for a reason,
I
Dan.
I thought I'd be writing a letter like this.
Right. Boy, you have no idea.
Does Jake ever slip into something more comfortable for a segment?
That's only for Clay Jenkins.
Are you going t-shirt, Bob?
What's that?
You going just t-shirt?
Long sleeve tee, because...
The heat must be back on.
I was blasting some weights this morning.
And cranked up to 91.
The gym at our house... is a little chilly.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest. It's actually a laundry room.
Let me ask you this. With a Peloton, does it even work without electricity?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. But those free weights don't put themselves up.
You can't stop them.
No.
They only
you can gun show in the dark, Holmes.
Well, today is Thursday, February 18th. 49th day of the year, 316 days remain in 2021.
I think Dan just asked a really dumb question, but I don't know enough to know how dumb it was.
Well, it's like an exercise bike, so I thought, could you just pedal it?
Like,
would there be a lowest level you could just pedal it on, but then if you turn on the electricity, you can see the lady yelling at you? Or,
and then maybe you don't power your home.
About the third.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's its own power.
Why couldn't you power your home with the pedaling?
You pedal fast enough, and then the lady comes back on the screen and encourages you to pedal even more.
Right, you're actually conducting electricity.
Like a Black Mirror episode, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
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 So on this day in...
pipe fixing guy.
1986. Jeff Keith completed a run across the United States. He was 22 years old, a student from Boston College, ran across the United States despite having lost one leg to cancer.
So,
what's his name?
But he's gay.
Jeff Keith.
We need to get Monty to do that next.
Didn't somebody run across Canada with that basic idea?
Yeah.
30 for 30 on this?
Yeah, the guy, Steve Nash, directed the documentary. Yeah.
So you're like, whatever, someone else has done it.
No, I'm trying to understand which story you're
Terry,
telling.
Terry,
I think that was Terry Fox or something, right?
Yeah, Terry Fox.
Terry Stotts.
Oh, Terry Schiavo.
So you're telling me Canada has a guy who runs across Canada with one leg, and then America does it.
What if they were together?
Mm-hmm.
Like a three-legged race type thing.
Yeah,
like
they could each. They could wear one. They could wear one pair of pants and just run together.
Boy, he cracked himself up there.
I don't know that they could just use one pair of pants, Dan.
On this day in 1990, Dale Earnhardt had led the Daytona 500 for 499 miles, but he blew a tire on the last lap, giving Derek Cope the win. So Earnhardt finished in fifth place. This would be the worst thing that would ever happen to Dale Earnhardt at Daytona. Wait a second. Hold on. This just in. On this day in 2001, auto racing star Dale Earnhardt died in a crash at the Daytona 500.
Three.
Oh, dear.
Three.
So, correction.
He didn't have his Han Solo thing.
I kind of hope it's a cramp.
On.
And on this day, famous wedding on this day in 2012, Jake?
Yep.
A young man named Matthew Gilmore, he's 22, married a 24-year-old woman. She is known as activist and ABC News contributor, Elizabeth Smart.
Wow. And Miss Moth from The Masked Dancer.
Kemp Spin.
Well, I think you Kemp Spinned her way before, just saying she was kidnapped and stayed next door to her house, right? And
Chappelle bit. Don't cancel me over something that he got to make tens of millions of dollars off of. But yeah, she was like two exits away.
I mean, are you really kidnapped when you can smell the dinner cooking from your own house?
Is Mom making mac and cheese?
Big
again?
P1 birthday today at DFW Jason, yeah, who has been suspended from Twitter. But still, I believe a strong listener and a good dude, Jason.
Great. Who? Oh, what happened to his Twitter account?
I don't know. Did something like Jake did. Got banned.
Yeah. Jake
really?
Went hard.
Yeah.
He said the earth was flat.
We have Dirty P1 Tanner Backus. He's 27. Leaders are Mino's Hot Back, Eric Cott, and Jerry Hawkins. He'd like to hear Fake Blake from Ross Depperschmidt.
Back. Kemp Spin.
Zing Bing.
Back.
Back. Grant Back. Barber in Austin says it's the 27th birthday of my quarantine slam queen. See, we have, Ann Gudentag.
How old is your wife?
Sports Fuhrer. My name is Jon Snow. It's my 31st birthday.
No way.
You know nothing.
He wants more Fake Blake.
Hunter, Hunter, Hunter.
Less real Blake talking about Pokemon. He says, if we were on the playground, I would have stolen his binder and bent the corners on all his holographics.
Well, jeez.
And he says, that's a Pokemon joke. His leaders are Jake and the five hookers Mark Folliwell killed at UNT.
That's...
Jeez.
Slanderous.
Only five?
He requests Line 4 Guy versus Dutch.
Whoa.
Great.
In a joke-off. But I just don't know if Dutch is here today.
Well, I'm here, Dan.
Oh, okay. Who's going first?
Man.
Who goes
I'll
first?
I'll go first.
All right.
I got a timely joke for y'all today.
Good.
We'll be the judge of that.
How do you get your dishwasher to shovel your driveway?
How do you get your dishwasher to shovel your driveway?
Shovel snow off your driveway.
All right.
You give her a shovel.
Wow.
That almost seems sexist.
Logic there.
Yeah.
All right. And now in this corner.
Hey, Dutch.
Yes, caller man.
What's invisible and smells like carrots?
I don't know.
Rabbit farts.
No way!
Okay.
People pay thousands of dollars for airtime. Don't they?
Yeah, they do. What do you mean?
Money well like spent.
Advertisers?
Not on our show.
Yeah.
How do you know I'm not sponsored by the Rabbit Farmers or Carrot Farmers of America?
Rabbit Farters of America?
Rabbit Farters of America.
America.
Other birthdays today include, we have local sports birthdays. We start with George Teague is 50.
The great George Teague.
The star, man.
And made the greatest play maybe ever in a national championship game by tracking down someone that plays for Miami, like Lamar Thomas or someone, and stripping him of the ball on the sideline and turning right back around. And
wait a minute.
Who was Lamar?
Who was that, Bob?
Lamar Thomas.
Was it? Okay.
Yep.
I knew I was right. I just wanted you to confirm it.
Could he track down Lamar Hunt?
Do you know what also he has a distinction of?
The creeping or not?
T?
The longest pick six in NFL history, but it was tied this year.
Go on.
101 yards. Taron Johnson picked off Lamar Jackson this year up in Buffalo. George Teague picked off Rodney Pete, maybe? For the Lions in 94? Who do you think their quarterback was in Jan 94?
Hey, Marino.
No,
Eric
that's
Kramer.
Not
Eric Kramer.
Right. Was he a rookie that year?
Marino.
George Teague?
Yeah.
Man, I would say yes.
Yeah, it had to have been.
Is he in jail?
Did he play for the Packers?
Andy Moog is 61.
Wow.
I texted Junior that last night to make sure he'd work it in today.
George has got a daughter in the game now.
An irate Andy Moog, Dan?
I met his daughter.
Blake Como is 35.
I did.
John Giesick, 58.
Didn't you see him at a parties or something, Bob? Or
I thought Bob knew him.
John Giesick? Of course I know him. Yes. Yeah.
From Hardee's?
Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you know where I last saw him?
Bob knows every ex-cowboy.
Hardee's?
That's why I moved here.
At the range.
Le'Veon Bell, 29.
Le'Veon Bell.
D.D. Gregorius is 31.
D.D. Gregorgeous?
Baseball.
Do you know the Rangers have been to the World Series twice since the Yankees last went?
Good thing nobody cares about baseball.
Baseball Bob.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well.
And I am interested in knowing that.
I want you to know
what's
that.
What's the stat again? The Rangers
have
won
been to
two
the World Series twice since the Yankees have last gone.
Do you
I
feel
don't
that...
I think that's true.
Okay. You don't have to.
Who's your blowhard you talked to in New York there, Corby?
Keith Olbermann?
Mike Francesa.
Oh.
Do you think Francesa has cited that stat when ripping the Yankees?
The Rangers, the lowly Rangers have been to the World Series twice.
Does that make him more angry than knowing like the Royals also have been there twice?
And they won it.
Yeah.
888-787-1310.
Go
to, Tampa Bay.
Carrie, what do you think? Carrie, you're on the ticket.
G-
Jake, I love it when you use your strong hands and caress my legs.
That's a hot, hot voice Carrie, remember? We talked to him last segment.
Joining in the corner,
yeah.
Jake.
Yeah. I think I hung up on line
Come
four
on,
guy, by going to that. Sorry. Yevgeny
Kafelnikov.
No. No, it's Kafelnikov is 47. Alexander Mogilny. Ooh, I forgot to write down the age. Is,
I think he scored... I think he scored 70... 76 in a season?
He's the first Russian to ever defect, right?
Mogilny?
Yeah.
Man, I don't think so.
That's the note I have
Kimbo
on.
Kimbo Slice
really?
Was next.
I think that's definitely not defect.
Manny Mota. Mota.
Mota.
Is 83. Mota. Chuck Long, 57.
Didn't we think it was Peter Klima that defected first?
Look up Mogilny and see what it says there. And if I'm wrong, then it'll be the first time I remember wrong about an NHL fact.
I don't think you're wrong, partly because you're reading it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Wiki
I would imagine
says
whoever...
that, but who knows?
Oh, here's Ty with CelebrityNetWorth.com. Ty wants to tell me about my inaccurate
website. I'm backing you up. Why are you mad at me?
He's backing you up, and so am I.
He
We're
literally
all backing
is
you up.
Backing you up.
Dan is on edge.
Learn how to take yes for an answer, please. Walt.
I got a lot of balls in the air right now.
I can tell.
Okay, so my wife had a question for you.
Bring it.
And it's a non-accusatory question, at least coming from me. I don't know what her motivation was.
You know where this is.
It has to be as far as me leaving my family back home.
No, were your faucets dripping?
No. I did leave one of them dripping, but I can't confirm that that was the one that busted, you know?
So you never had any of them dripping?
I just repeat, I did leave one of them dripping, but it was... I think it's the hot water faucet from the garage. We have a utility sink in the garage. I think that's the one that froze up.
Nah, that's no big deal.
So they... I'm trying to explain, though, because this has been a topic all week.
But I did not drip the faucet, no.
Having a few dripping faucets is not in any way a guarantee.
Like foolproof?
No.
I've
heard from a number of our smarter physics-type P1s who say you need to do way more than a drip.
Okay, keep a little stream going?
Yeah.
And act like you're peeing down your sink and have the same...
If anyone gets a time machine, go back to last week and tell me that.
You want to stream about the diameter of pencil lead, is what I've read.
Dan, we were talking earlier about that pipe bursting and affecting the rest of the house. The rest of the house can still get water.
Mm-hmm. You hear that, Dan?
Yeah.
It can still get water as long as you don't mind the pipe spewing all over the place, right?
Well, there should be a shut-off valve for that particular part of the...
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get a pipe-fixing guy to look at that.
Pipe-fixing guy.
Hey, Danny.
You know what?
Hey, Danny.
Forgo that and just get a plumber.
Who was Manny Mota pinch-hitting for in Airplane?
Go. Give us that
trivia.
No.
Does anyone know?
Kareem.
Pedro Bourbonne.
What was that from? What
the father
was that
of
from?
Pedro Bourbonne.
It's when
the
there was an echo in Stryker's brain. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Pinch hitting for Pedro Bourbonne. Manny Mota.
Yoko Ono, 88.
Hot.
Vanna White, 64. John Travolta, 67.
Hot.
Matt Dillon, 57.
Oh God.
Yoko lately.
How about that, Jake? He got to roll around and. Did you want to become an actor after that? Like, he got to roll around in Wild Things with those two ladies.
Dr. Dre is 56.
Who had a better life, Matt or Kevin?
And
Kevin played John Densmore in the Doors movie and was in Platoon.
I don't know how old Ed Lover is, but Dr. Dre is 56. Molly Ringwald is 53.
Lover.
I'm flirting with disaster every day.
Oh, Jake. I think we're... Lee Boyd Malvo is 36.
Oh, yeah, that's Molly Hatchet.
Why do I know that name?
Because he's one of the DC snipers.
Oh,
come on, Kemp Spin.
And Jillian Michaels, 46, Bob.
Kemp Spin.
Don't you like The Biggest Loser?
Yes, she is with Bob on The Biggest Loser.
Born on this day, now dead.
Do some of the research online.
Alessandro Volta, who invented the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Also, George Gipp, the overrated Notre Dame running back.
Speaking of airplane.
Not right. George Zip.
No. Dead on this day, still
George
dead.
Zip.
I will give
this
you...
This is the guy that will get you three suits and a couple shirts and
no,
some
no,
ties.
No.
Dale Earnhardt,
George Zimmerman.
Harry Carey, Michelangelo, who, if you guys remember,
Michael
had 15 different chapels painted, but then he got to the 16th.
That's right.
Do you remember that story?
Chapel.
He totaled on the Musers.
Yeah.
Michelangelo did. Anyway, and died on this day, still dead, in 1983. From what I've learned from my research earlier today, he shot himself with his father's shotgun in a barn, Ty?
The barn on the property of Fritz, yeah.
Cary Von Erich.
Whoa.
Died on this day in 1983. 93, though.
Oh.
Was about to go to prison.
What for?
He was...
just to visit someone.
He was a drug user, and they caught him faking scripts to get drugs.
A drug user.
A drug user.
He was a user of drugs. The drugs.
He was a doper.
He was a dopehead.
And you're done.
Shut it down!
Hey, guys.
Take care.
Kemp Spin.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound.